Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I recently argued a case at a federal court of appeals involving our client, Larry Sirignano, and he is someone who appeared outside of a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic with a sign about abortion. And as a result, he is one of the defendants that have been sued by a public school called Two Rivers Public Charter School. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. This is an amazing situation, Matt, because what you have is Two Rivers Public Charter School. Now, in Washington, D.C. is where this is located, and these public charter schools are treated and they are considered public schools. They may be charter schools, but they're public schools. They're government schools, in other words. And there's a number of them in Washington, D.C. This particular Two Rivers School has both an elementary and a middle school. So it is both grade levels. And right in between the two schools, for the elementary on one side, and you've got the middle school on the other side, Planned Parenthood decided to construct an abortion clinic right there in between those two schools.
Disgusting.
And so Larry, among some others, went to a public sidewalk. And in the complaint that was filed by Two Rivers, they alleged that he was there one time, November 23, 2015, nearly 5 years ago, one time. And what did he do? They alleged that he held a sign of a picture of an aborted baby, and they don't even really describe much about it, but they didn't allege anything else. He was on a public sidewalk. So he's on a public sidewalk, and he never has trespassed. He doesn't shout. He doesn't yell. He doesn't raise his voice. He doesn't use a megaphone. He's just there with a sign on a public sidewalk,
exercising his First Amendment rights.
Yeah, he has a right to do that. And they are arguing that he should be prohibited from being on that sidewalk, along with the other individuals. We don't represent the others. We represent Larry. Larry is a very peaceful sidewalk counselor, simply wanting to get out a message, and the school is wanting to censor him. So I just had the oral argument before a panel of three judges at the District of Columbia Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. So pray for this case because we don't know which way the court will go, but we will have a ruling from them in the next several months.
Yeah, the underlying issue here that I'm shocked with is the fact that this abortion clinic is sitting between these two schools.
Yeah, they share an alley.
Here we have kids with adults who are tasked with helping to educate these young people, and the very educators themselves now are coming against the First Amendment freedom of expression here of Larry and others, and are standing in defense of the abortion clinic that sits between the schools, where on either side of the abortion clinic, kids are being educated throughout the day, and in between the two schools, children are being slaughtered every day.
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, Larry obviously has a heart for children, whether in the womb or out of the womb. And can you imagine when these parents learn the truth and their child comes home and says, "Mommy, what's going on over there?" "Well, they kill babies over there, dear." And they walk by that every day thinking about that. What kind of nightmares, number one, would that happen, probably occur in the children, besides they're killing babies in the building?
Yeah, this is unbelievable that and again, this lawsuit is not by Planned Parenthood.
Right. It's a school.
It's
not defending their own children.
You would think, well, maybe Planned Parenthood is filing the lawsuit to keep these people off the public sidewalk.
They don't have to.
Or maybe the school says, you know, we have these two schools here, and there's an abortion mill here between us where children are being executed every day. Maybe Planned Parenthood should think about moving somewhere else.
Yeah. Maybe they should have resisted Planned Parenthood building the facility there.
And Larry's just peacefully standing out there. He's not banging people on the head or doing anything as a nuisance as they claim.
And Larry doesn't stand in front of the school. He stands in front of the clinic
with a sign.
Well, in lies the problem. And you pointed it out, Holly. He is drawing attention to the horrific activity that is occurring within the Planned Parenthood. And perhaps he is helping to initiate these conversations between parents, between children. Mom, dad, what's going on in that school? Why is that man holding that picture of a dead baby?
And the school officials don't want to deal with that confrontation, probably.
No, they don't.
Exactly.
That's why he's a nuisance.
The school was there first, and then the Planned Parenthood got a permit to construct. The school didn't oppose it at all. And that's when Larry first went there. Mm-hmm. Which was November 23, 2015, and others. They went there around that time. Now, there's other people that are also sued as well. We only represent Larry, but he went there in the complaint one time. Why has it taken so long for us to get to the Court of Appeals? Well, that's a different story with regards to the court, but that's why, you know, it's 5 years later, and other people still want to go in front of the abortion clinic, and here's this lawsuit, and you've got a public government school, Two Rivers public charter school, and it is governed by the laws of Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, and it is now wanting a federal court, to censor the speech, the viewpoint. In fact, in its complaint, it asks for specific words not to be allowed to be said by individuals. They can't use certain words, according to their complaint. They can't use certain images of abortion.
That's censoring free speech.
They literally want, this is the government trying to censor a particular viewpoint, and they're very specific about the words. Now, Larry has just been there to hold that sign, and it's on a public sidewalk. They don't allege, in fact, that he came on public or private property. He never has. They don't allege that he stalked anybody. He never has. There's nothing other than the fact that he stood peacefully one time on a public sidewalk, and now we've been in 5 years of litigation. So I just argued the case, as I said, before a panel of three Federal Court of Appeals judges in Washington, D.C., and we're going to be waiting on the opinion. And here's what we did. The lawsuit has happened. We have ultimately filed what's called an anti-SLAPP, which means these lawsuits that are filed to stop free speech. You can file a motion to oppose it under what they call the SLAPP law, as all caps, a law that is passed in Kentucky, a law that allows you to expedite, and it's 5 years later,
yeah,
but it allows you to expedite and defend your free speech against these laws so that you can get this case dismissed early. Well, we're 5 years later, and the case is still going on. This is our first time before the Court of Appeals, so thank God we're here. But we also want to have a major ruling in our favor to protect the rights of free speech.
Yeah, and you know, again, Larry is doing yeoman's work here. He is standing there in defense of children, and the school district here, the schools are standing against him and against his defense of children. By extension, they are standing in defense of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, how can they have any interest in these children when they're trying to censor pro-life speech in front of the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic? They don't want the community or the parents to know about this abortion mill that's right next door.
Well, their future students are being killed right next door.
And some of those girls in the middle school may get pregnant, right. And guess where they're going to be referred to? Oh, it's right next door.
And again, you would think, they had their chance to draw attention to this when Planned Parenthood filed for their permit. That would have been the time to dig in their heels and say, you know, it could cost us students here. Because I'll tell you what, I'm a parent.
Matt, you're
a parent. I would not be sending my child to that school.
Yeah, especially if you knew that the school was becoming aggressive to try to censor pro-life speech.
Exactly.
And you want to send your child to a place where you can smell the incinerators next door burning human flesh. You know, that's like Nazism, you know, was what they...
And that's not an exaggeration.
What they did in Nazi Germany, and people could smell the burning flesh from the... Smokestacks
coming out, yeah.
Yep, crematoriums. That school fails.
And here you've got the flesh of these babies being ripped apart and the blood being shed right next to these little innocent kindergarten through middle school children that are being educated right in the shadow of Planned Parenthood. What an evil situation and setup. Pray for us as we continue to advance the sanctity of human life. Pray for our case, for Larry and for our clients and for our legal team. Pray for this ruling on this important case, the Two Rivers case. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website. Stand with us as we advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. LC.org. That's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.